Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Save a bit of power. He got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. The way it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. In the tall building sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and beat all the plan. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tight eyes. 747 for him in that condition. Flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Look at My Records. Today's date: Saturday, October 13th, 2018. It's International Cassette Store Day, everyone. Happy Cassette Store Day. What a day to be alive. What a day to revisit that outdated medium of listening to music that is having a resurgence. And the first song we heard, a classic by So It Goes by Nick Lowe off of Jesus of Cool, great 1978 album, which is one of the exclusive Cassette Store Day reissues that you can get at any number of stores across the country and abroad. Specifically in New York, one of the participating stores, Rough Trade in Williamsburg. So go pick it up. That's a classic, classic album. And it's now available on cassette. I'm sure it was available on cassette at some other point, but now, there's no doubt about it. You could get a brand spanking new cassette version of probably my favorite Nick Lowe album, Jesus of Cool. Got the chance to see Nick Lowe recently. He played at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City with his awesome backing band, Low Straight Jackets, which wear those great luchador wrestling masks. And they're really a delight. It was a great show. So we're going to keep it going. We're playing more exclusive Cassette Store Day releases. I'm going to keep it pre-2000 for this next set, and then we'll jump into some of the post-2000 reissues that you can get your hands on today as part of Cassette Store Day. Next, we got Sun Ra coming up, and this is from a reissue that's coming out today, The Heliocentric Worlds of Sun Ra, Volume 2, and this one's called A House of Beauty.
Thank you. lyrically kind of a change of pace for us. Our lyrics are usually about human deformities, and we decided to kind of get off the beaten path a little bit, and we wrote a song about a real ugly girl with cross eyes and a balcony you could read Shakespeare from, if you know what I mean. And it's called Cross-Eyed Tammy. Thank you. You sure?
night. Welcome back to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Happy Cassette Store Day, everyone. What a day to check out some cassettes. Get them at Rough Trade in Williamsburg. But we had a great set of songs right there. Incredible set of songs. Changed it up a little bit. I don't think I've ever played Sun Ra on this program before. But Sun Ra, a lot of artists that I like are big fans of him. Yola Tango, Robin Hitchcock, they all swear by him. A lot of my friends who came up in the Maxwell scene, I had a friend recently tell me a great story about how Sun Ra played there in about 30 years ago in 1987, and he was DJing there that night, and it was an incredible experience. Shout out to Mike Rosenberg, who told me that story. It was really great story. Enjoyed hearing it. But at the top of the set, we heard A House of Beauty by Sun Ra. You can get the Heliocentric Worlds of Sun Ra Volume 2 on cassette. Maybe the first time ever that's available on cassette, because I know it's oft bootlegged, the vinyl version. Hard to find. But you can get it on tape today for Cassette Store Day. After that, we heard Cross-Eyed Tammy by the Dickies. And strangely enough, that's off of a live album, Locked and Loaded, that was recorded on October 11th, 1990 at the Dome in London. So we're only 2 days past the anniversary of that show, about 28 years ago. How about that? 28 years and 2 days ago. But you can get Locked and Loaded today on cassette. And we heard Cross-Eyed Tammy again. After that, we heard Geraldine by the Lears or the Liars. The Lears, I'm going to say. I love that band. I know I have a tape of them playing Maxwell's in 1990, I believe, which I have not had a chance to share with everyone via the Mackenzie tapes, but soon enough. And really wonderful garage rock band from Boston in the 80s. Came up with a lot of other great bands from Boston in the 1980s, like Mission of Burma and the Neats, another one of my favorite bands. And this song, Geraldine, is off a record called Some Lears, which is a direct homage to the Rolling Stones' Some Girls. The cover is exactly the same, except it has all the members of that band instead of the Rolling Stones on the cover with their wigs and stuff. Probably my favorite Rolling Stones album, too. So great crossroads right there. And that's where we wrapped up the set. We had Sun Ra, the Dickies, and the Lears, and that's all pre-2000 reissues for Cassette Store Day. Now, we're coming into the new millennium, people. The new millennium produced lots of cool albums. It's been a great 18 years since we hit the year 2000. I remember when Not a Surf put out Let Go. And this is my favorite song from that album, High Speed Soul, which is getting an exclusive Cassette Store Day reissue via their label Barusk, or however you pronounce it, Records. Here you go. High Speed Soul by Not a Surf. One of my favorite Not a Surf songs off of, probably my favorite Not a Surf album. Here we go, and we'll be playing some more post-2000 reissues for Cassette Store Day.
Do you ever feel like you just landed?
Welcome back. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. We did a bunch of post-2000 reissues, but before we go back into that, I just want to remind you guys about a couple of things happening at Radio Free Brooklyn. We definitely need some donations, people. We operate as a nonprofit organization, so we are funded primarily based on donations from awesome listeners like all of you. So if you're interested in donating so we can keep this excellent programming going on a regular basis, I'd encourage you to visit radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. No donation is too small. No donation is also too big, as I'd like to say. And of course, since Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, your donation is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. So do it. It's almost the end of the year. Get those donations in before the end of the year so you can write them off in January, you know, or April if you're really late on doing your taxes. I do mine right away because I want that refund. We also have an after-school program going on around here. We're proud to announce that we will be launching an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019 to learn media literacy through media making using a hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you're interested in participating or donating to the after-school program, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And again, you can donate directly to the after-school program, and all donations, again, are tax-deductible. And finally, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Sign up right now, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. We have monthly events at Pine Box Rock Shop. We have RFB Presents at The Well. Gigs, interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers on RFB swag. The only way you're going to find out about this stuff is if you sign up for the newsletter. radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. You can also like us on Facebook. You'll find lots of the same information there. But let's circle back, you guys. We just played a really incredible set of exclusive Cassette Store Day releases, guys. Exclusive Cassette Store Day releases. And they're all reissues post-2000, you guys. We heard some good ones. We heard High Speed Soul at the top by Not a Surf off of Let Go. The Go Team up next from the UK. Bottle Rocket off of Thunder Lightning. And what's the third thing? Thunder Lightning Strike. And that was released originally on Memphis Industries. And fun fact, it was nominated for the 2005 Mercury Music Prize, which is awarded to the Album of the Year in the UK each year. Also, this record got a vinyl reissue for Record Store Day in 2016, which I myself purchased from my local record store, Tunes in Hoboken, or it may have been Iris in Jersey City. I actually think it was Iris in Jersey City. No offense to Tunes, I also love you. But now it's getting its exclusive Cassette Store Day release today. So purchase that awesome album by the Go Team on all formats. Okay, we're done with that set. We're going to the next set, which is a mixture of cassette releases for great albums that were released this year. And I'm also throwing in Frankie Kosmos' Zentropy, which was released in 2014, her breakout album. And that's what we're going to hear next. We're going to hear Owen by Frankie Kosmos. Also going to play a song somewhere in that set by my friends, the Royal Arctic Institute. They have an exclusive cassette single out today for Cassette Store Day, Russian Twists. I got an advanced copy because I'm their friend and it's really good. So here we go. Let's kick it off with Owen by Frankie Kosmos off of her breakthrough debut, Zentropy.
Do not know him. Somebody somewhere gonna say around. You gotta skip town. Keep your head down, put your feet up. They say you're pretty something. Why don't you find something better to do? We are wanting to mean more than nothing. Oh, but nothing like this could be true. Waiting on a suntan man, $10 talking, $100 in hand. Radio's playing music I can't stand. Blow out smoke, share the pig with your fam. Mama got rich, but your daddy's the star. Rules in the charts, but doesn't know who you are. Waking up early, take your seat at the bar. Do the blues to the boogie, lock the keys in the car. When they say you're really something.
Welcome back to Look at My Records. Long set there. Started out with a lot of recent releases in that set. These are all from this year, except for Frankie Cosmos, who we kicked off that set with. Frankie Cosmos, that's from her debut album, Zentropy, which is getting the Cassette Store Day treatment today. After that, we heard Hatchy. Sure, off of Sugar and Spice. Fun fact, guys, both Frankie Cosmos' Zentropy and Sugar and Spice released on Double Double Whammy, great label run by their friends in the recently disbanded band Level Up. Label was formed at State University of New York Purchase, about 30-ish miles north of the city. Bit of a hub for some of these younger bands recently, like Level Up and Frankie Cosmos. So, and they got a label out of it that they relocated to Brooklyn. Frankie Cosmos just wrapped up a tour. About a week ago, she played at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, which I was in attendance at. Great show. Really enjoyed it. She played with Lo Melda and Steph Chura. No complaints about that gig. And she wrapped up this leg of her tour. I believe she's going back on the road again next month. Sunday at Bowery Ballroom, I was not in attendance, but I have to assume, based on the Friday show, that it was also really good. And she just added a show at Brooklyn Steel with Kurt Vile. Kurt Vile just added a second Brooklyn show. He's also playing on the 28th. On the 29th, he'll be playing, and Frankie Cosmos will be opening. After Hatchy, well, Hatchy, just let me say a few words about Hatchy, because I really like this band. I saw them play with Always and Snail Mail couple weeks ago at Warsaw in Greenpoint, and the show was incredible. They're just one of the many awesome bands to come out of Australia right now. They're from Brisbane, though. They're not from Melbourne, like the rest of the, like the majority of great bands coming out of Australia. I believe the Goonsacks, though, is also from Brisbane. So those two groups from a city that I believe is north of Melbourne. Don't quote me on that, though. Okay, after that, we heard Meltdown by Public Access TV off of their second LP, Street Safari. Russian Twists by my friend, the Royal Arctic Institute, off of their exclusive Record Store Day cassette single. Great cassette single. Check them out. They're a powerhouse band. They feature members of Das Damen, Rory Erickson's backing band, and Phantom Tollbooth. So this is like a super group coming at you to do really awesome cinematic indie rock, jazz, fusion type of music. And I love them. They're my buddies. We wrapped up that set with It Might Get Dark by White Denim off of Performance. We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to play one more song to send you guys off tonight. Well, still this afternoon, so I'm not going to say tonight. I'm going to send you guys off this afternoon into the sunset with some R. Stevie Moore, the king of home recording. I don't know if you guys know, but R. Stevie Moore, I think he currently lives in Nashville, but he lived in New Jersey for a long time. My friend Glenn Morrow would tell me stories about how he'd visit R. Stevie Moore at a record store that he worked at in Montclair, New Jersey. And this is an exclusive cassette store day release that's coming out today for R. Stevie Moore. And this is one of the songs that you can hear off of it. There is no God in America. I totally agree with that, R. Stevie Moore. We'll see you guys next week.